Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Did you end up getting that AGS stone?
I don't know. I was so busy today I couldn't tell you.
Okay, that's no problem.
What was that ETS GSI1?
SI2.
SI2? And how much was that?
It was 2 carat GSI2 AGS for 11.1. But if you stock it and pay for it in 10 days, you get it for under 11.
All right. I'm gonna look at it when I get back or tomorrow morning. I think I gotta go back anyway. I'm shorthanded tonight. Short staff, shorthanded, and cranky.
Short everything.
Okay. You know, it's Friday, and you know, it's just.
Yeah, no one wants to be at work. I get it.
You know, people complain they need hours, and when I ask them to do it, they go, "Well, I don't want to work on weekends." I go, "Well, okay, so I should find somebody to work on the weekends and then take your job during the week."
Yeah, there you go.
And, "Oh no, wait! We don't want to do that." I go, "Well, that's going to happen. You're part time. I'm going to get a full timer. I'm going to get rid of you."
Who's
So
your
I'm done, you know
out
what
of
I mean?
all of them, out of all of them at the store, who's your best one?
Well, my daughter is one. My granddaughter is another, but she's Carol Ann is the like the manager.
Yeah.
And then I tell you how bad it is. I have this lady only one day.
Yeah.
She's, you know, she's 80 years old. Okay, she comes to work. She wanted to work 2 days, but I only got her one. She sells like you can't believe. People buy shit from her. I tell her, I said, "Listen, when they come in, don't take them right away to the antique case. Don't buy something new." You know what I mean? So, you know, she says, "Well, you get a better price." I understand that, but you know what? You know, I gotta tell her. But yesterday I told her I did a battery. I said, $15. You know, I went back to work on the bench and I did a bunch of other stuff. She came back to me in like maybe 10 minutes. She said, "How much was that battery?" I go, $15. I said, "I told you that." She said, "No, you didn't." I go, "Wait a minute. If I handed you the watch, I told you it was $15.
Right.
I swear to God, wait, there's got to hear better." 20 minutes later, 15 minutes later, I hand her a job, one for $15 and one for $25 in the same envelope. And she came to me and 10 minutes later, and I said, "How much were these two?"
No.
I swear to God. And then today I had this lady, Gina.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her, put the stuff in the, or, you know, write the customer's name. They've been there for years, 2 years. I got to explain. Oh, but better than that, the old lady, I said to her, get a yellow envelope and put DRS on the top and put 20, boy, this is going to be killer, 23 21s. So she brings me back a piece of paper, a yellow, writing paper,
mm-hmm,
with DRS on the top and 321. She never got the 20 in, but you know, I'm telling you, I just don't know. I can't find help. We had two girls, but they went back to college, and
yeah,
you know what? Those are the best. You know, I mean, they were smart. They learned everything in no time.
How about Benjamin?
You know, somebody came in the store and offered him like three times what I was paying him.
Where is he working now?
He's working at this, and now I hear he doesn't want to work there. He's starting his own firm thing. So, you know, that was supposed to be, so how about this one? I go buy my friend's stuff from his wife, put all the shit in there, make him what he wanted to do. Now he don't want to do it. You know, bench, I mean, a solder. I must have bought $3,000 or $4,000 worth of gold solder, platinum solder, bing, bing, bing. benches, tools, presses, rollers, rolling mills, and camp, you know, and my friend Adam always had two or three of everything because he didn't want to be without it, you know, he had to do something.
So wait, is Benjamin at a different store or is he at, like somewhere
else? No, he only comes in now maybe once a week and he'll, so the thing is this, he'll come in tomorrow probably and do like 10 rhodium jobs.
Okay.
That I have because this way I don't got to bring them into New York. So it's a fucking bummer. Believe me. Hold on. Listen, I'm at my watchmaker's. I got to go in, but I don't know if I'll get to call you today. If not, call me Monday.
All right, I'll talk to you.